Now this is a dictation for Deborah, Deborah Williams, Willians, September 13, 52, address as a letter, Dr. Gaffney, Gaffney, 607, 6875. Dear Dr. Gaffney, follow up Mrs. Williams, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in May. Denies hospital admission. Overall feeling well. Uses inhaler for asthma COPD. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Good urine output. No chest pain, palpitation, increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. No syncope. Other review system negative. Medication list review. I will highlight metoprolol, ACTC, Norvasc. Pain control with narcotics. Today blood pressure 142/70. Off the lisinopril because of progressive renal failure, underlying COPD, but no localized RALS. Allowed aortic systolic murmur higher on the axillary area. No ascites tenderness, 2+ edema, cyanosis of the hands, although radial pulses are strong bilateral. Next paragraph, creatinine baseline 1.2 to 1.4. This one, however, is 1.07. This will follow over time. Electrolyte, acid base normal. Present GFR 54 stage 3. A normal calcium albumin liver function test. No anemia, if anything, high hemoglobin 16, she's still smoking, minor increase of white blood cell, normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3. Continue to monitor. Next number, hypertension. Continue pressing medications. Next number, physical findings, COPD, smoker. Next number, off lisinopril. Next number, extensive atherosclerosis, including small vessels. Hands, prior documented infrarenal abdominal aortic aneurysm, atrophy of the right kidney with complete renal artery occlusion. At that time, left renal artery open. Next number, enlargement of the spleen. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Encourage to discontinue smoking if not ready. Come back in 4 months, end of dictation.